USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dixie Fire is continuing to grow in Northern California after destroying more than 1,000 buildings, nearly half of them homes. Director of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, Mark Gilardocci, says while the fire is continuing to burn, a damage assessment is being done.
We are working to actively begin the process of getting that damage assessment done, and then we'll work with our partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency to see about getting some additional aid if possible.
A new Mayo Clinic study is suggesting that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine declined to 42% effectiveness against infection amid the sweeping spread of the Delta variant, with the Moderna vaccine declining to 76%. This is USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.